101.9 and 1490 Iron Country. There is the latest from Chaser Crouch, and I'm loving that song called Talk to Me, Texas. And speaking of Chaser Crouch, he's coming to Iron Country. We're going to talk to him right now before he comes to town next weekend. How you doing, Chaser?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
I'm doing well, and it's going to be great to have you up here for the Iron Country Family Reunion. You got a lot of people excited about seeing you.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good old time.
It is going to be a good time. Chaser, tell us a little bit about yourself. From talking to some people, they said you're pretty involved with rodeo. Tell us how you got involved with that.
So, my dad's a cutting horse trainer from Corsicana, Texas, my hometown. And, you know, I just kind of got roped into it with my dad training horses and going to shows every weekend. You know, there wasn't nothing to do but pretty much go to a horse show, and that's kind of how I got started doing that. And you know, I had a pretty successful youth career, I guess you could say, showing through high school and all that. Went to high school national finals in Wyoming. Won it two of the years that I was up there. I've been around and done it when it comes to riding horses in the cutting world. So been pretty involved in it, and then I got. My grandfather was a bulldogger. My grandmother ran barrels. My other granddad was a bull rider. So pretty much everybody in my family at some point in time has been a part of the rodeo world. So, yeah, it's a big part of my life for sure.
Outstanding. Now, I saw that I was reading here that you started playing your music at horse shows while everyone was working on horses. You started playing guitar. How did you get into country music? You must have got into it at a young age.
Oh, yeah. I started playing guitar when I was I'd say 6 years old, somewhere in there. I started tinkering around with it, learned the basics, and then I kind of put it down for a long time, never messed with it. Played like one or two talent shows when I was little. But, now as I got older, you know, I was 15 or so, I was actually sitting at Fort Worth, one of the world finals and hanging out with everybody, some of my buddies, and, one of my buddies had a guitar, and I was like, hey, you mind if I used to play a little bit, I think I still remember, can I try it? He's like, yeah, so I started playing the guitar a little, and, then when I got home, I picked up my old guitar and started messing with it again, and actually had put it down for a little bit longer, and finally when I turned about 18, I picked it back up, and it's kind of been history since then. But I used to play, you know, when I was 18, I would sit there at the horse shows out by the tack stall or the outside the trailers or sitting in the middle of the arena, and I just kind of goof around and sing for everybody, and it didn't always sound very pretty, you know. I knew like one or two songs. My very first song I ever learned was Wagon Wheel. So everybody got real tired of that one because that's about the only one I'd play for the longest time. But, yeah, so every weekend at the horse show, I'd sit out at the trailer and pick and grin for a little bit for everybody or just to myself or whatever.
Well, you know, Chaser, not everyone's had the opportunity to play a show and over across the pond, as they say. Tell us about a trip you had to travel to Africa and New Zealand and got to actually play. Yeah.
So that whole deal, I was my grandfather's a really big avid hunter, and he had got me a trip to South Africa. He had won in some raffle or something. And he asked me if I wanted to go, and I was like, heck yeah. So we loaded up. It was my grandparents and my parents and stuff. I loaded up on a plane and flew out there, and I had to take my guitar. And we get there, and we go to play. We went and played for one of the schools out there. We just kind of sat down with them. We brought them a bunch of school supplies, and I sat out there, and all the little kids, they're sitting out there in the outside the building, and I just kind of stood there playing guitar. I played them Folsom Prison, which that didn't sound like a great song to play for a bunch of kids, but my hunting guide, the one that took us out there, He was really cool, and he looked, and he was like, "Just play that song. That song sounds really good. It's a cool sounding song. They don't understand what you're saying. They have no clue what you're saying. Just sing it." I was like, "Okay, sounds good." But they were all dancing around and jumping and hooping and all there, and they really liked it, and it was a lot of fun.
I bet it was. Now, Chase, let's talk about your music career. We've been playing your singles since your first released FM station. We played Born to Ride, Houston, We Got a Problem, which was a big song here for us at Iron Country, Stay Away, Just a Dream Way, all doing well. And in listening to your music, I hear a little bit of Keith Whitley. I hear a little bit of Merle Haggard. Who are your influences, Chaser?
So a lot of my influence, really, growing up, I listened to a lot of, I don't know if it'll shock you or not, but listened to a lot of like Randy Travis, some George Strait, listened to a little bit of Keith Whitley. I was big Toby Keith fan when I was younger. I mean, who wasn't? I listened to Toby all the time. Like, I knew like every single one of his songs. Tim McGraw, Blake Shelton, like all the, early 2000 guys that were real popular. I mean, that's in late 90s. I listened to a lot of that stuff, and it's a lot of some of the stuff I've taken over into my music. And I really think it's just kind of a combination of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I never really try to sound exactly like somebody. I just kind of, play the song, listen to it, and then I kind of play it how I feel like I should play it.
Outstanding. Your latest song, Talk to Me Texas, was actually a Keith Whitley single at one time. How did you come about picking that song?
Well, I was actually doing a radio interview. I went on a radio tour and down in South Texas, and the DJ, he was talking to me, he's like, you need to try to do a Keith Whitley song. And that was one of the songs that he had mentioned, so we got to looking at it, and I was like, let's try. And it kind of scared me at first a little bit to do a Keith Whitley cover, because I think that there's some songs you just don't mess with, especially like George Strait and Keith Whitley and some of those guys. It's like they've already got a perfect version of the song, so like, why mess with it, or why risk it? But with that song, it wasn't one of his crazy popular songs. A lot of people I've noticed don't even realize that was a Keith Whitley tune. They hear my version and they're like, well, that song kind of sounds familiar, but like not a lot of people realize that was a song that Keith Whitley had did. So that's kind of one of the reasons I did it. And then obviously, it's Talk to Me Texas. I'm from Texas, so that kind of had to be the song I wanted to do. But it scared me at first, because I was like, it could either go really bad and people could be like, oh, Keith Whitley does it way better, or you don't do the song justice. But, I pulled the trigger and tried it, and it seems to be doing pretty well.
I think it sounds great, to be honest with you. And I guess I got a question. With this new single, are we going to see a full-length album from Chaser Crouch in the near future?
We are. That is actually the first release of the album. So I'm doing it a little bit different. I'm not releasing the album all as one. We're kind of splitting them out and, separating everything. We'll kind of do a release and then, release kind of one single at a time from the album. And like, I have certain songs on there that are going to go to radio. I think there's four songs off the album that are going to radio. It's a 9-song album. The rest of them will be dropped to Spotify. So like, I'll drop another song to radio, and I'm going to drop a song on Spotify and, all the other streaming platforms as well. But, so that is the first song to the start of the full length album. It's just, we're spacing it out a little bit, so I have a little bit more time to, get the next project going.
Outstanding. Now, Chaser, you're coming up here to Wisconsin next week. It looks like it's going to cool off a little bit for you. I mean, we've been dealing with 90-degree heat here for about a week or so, but looks like it's going to be great weather. And I was asking you before if maybe you had been to Wisconsin. Have you ever had some of our delicacies like bratwurst and cheese curds and that kind of stuff? Have you experienced that?
I'm not sure. I guess I'll have to find out when I get up there.
Well, we're gonna have to.
Dude, I've done a lot of traveling throughout the showing horses. We used to go to every summer. We take a big trip with all of our customers and stuff, and we go up to a bunch of different shows, and we'd hit shows in Colorado, Wyoming, South Dakota. We kind of get run all over the place. One year we went out to Vegas and just, like I said, everywhere. So I've traveled a lot of places. And I know I've been to Michigan up there, but I don't know that I've ever been to Wisconsin. I think I've driven through there, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'll probably be jumping into some new territory for sure.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to having you, Chaser, at the Iron Country Family Reunion coming up on the 9th out at the Rock Bar and Grill here in Beloit. And, Chaser, we appreciate you taking time to talk to us. We'll have you in the studio next Friday, but we're going to play another track from you. This is Houston, We Got a Problem. What can you tell us about that tune?
Well, that song was another song that I did not write. It was a song that I picked up out of Nashville. And, you know, when I first heard that one, with me being from Texas again and talking about Houston, and, you know, it really hit close to home. And, you know, the song kind of talks about, like, I'm not a big city person. I'd rather be on the back road out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, it talks about a girl that wants to go to the city, and it's like, well, I'm going to be here because I don't, you know, you go have the city, I don't want it. So the song fit me pretty well, and I was happy to get a hold of it and release it.
All right. Well, Chaser, we appreciate you calling in this morning, checking in with us, and we will see you next weekend. Here's Chaser Crouch in Houston, We Got a Problem on Iron Country.